welcome, welcome, my people. Welcome back. I was missing for a week. Took a little time to try to get some things clear up the mind, the body, and the soul. And I hope you are wherever you are in the WWW. This is the Wagwan Show here with Poetic Sam and my co-host, Janet Unmoved Lumley. She's not here at the moment, but she will be here. Spoke earlier today, interesting conversations, whatever we need. And a lot of times y'all get the conversation just the same. So this is Poetic Sam, and this is TRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And I'm going to start the day, the evening, the night, the morning, wherever you are. Go out, tell a friend, bring a friend, let's listen in and have some fun. But I'm going to let you know there's a thin line between love and hate. Some old school R&B right here, right now. Poetic Sam. Those in the UK, I know you're like 5 hours ahead. Those in Africa, car everywhere you are on the WWW. Remember, Poetic Time is on with the Wagwan Show with his co-host, Janet Lumley. So here's what. I'm just going to keep dropping some oldies, but goodies for now. Well, this one, Blue Magic, one of my favorite groups. We used to imitate them, myself and some other brothers, longtime friends. Oh, yeah. Blue Magic. What? Come over. This world always have so much, you know. But let's talk about when the world ended, when she left, David Ruffin. Crying shame right there. When your girl gone and left you and it's just you alone. Trying to figure out what to do. What you gonna do? Hey, go. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Or even call me, 661-467-2407. I will just listen, coming a while ago, and I was listening. And heard that this lady listening to, in Winconkin, I think it is, Wyoming. What she did was she saw this man with a bumper sticker that he's vaccinated. She started honking him, throwing water bottles at him, following him in the Walgreens, and pull a gun on him. Now, she's in problems. teething problem. They lock her up. She said she was scared. What was she scared of? That's Wagwan. That's Wagwan, my people. I wonder if she was doing this. This next song I'm playing, wonder if she had some of this. Being a man and fumble, I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. I think that's what she...
Future Fumble.
Fumble. The Junkin' Master. Junk again.
I'm drinking. I'm drinking.
Drinking.
I'm drinking.
Drinking.
I'm drinking.
All right.
Well, la, 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 la. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful.
But on the deal with a flask, I'm buried with ice in a glass. At the light, can't find me, me lost. Buy me one liquor, come me, I'm the one boss. Drink me junk, that me end us. After the flask, we move to the court. Tell the bartender the bill restart. And that's from me, who's what off me out.
If you hide and drink, then you must get
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful.
You wanna know what I'm drinking? Apple to not the in my cup of what you're thinking. Everyone is a star, we live like kingpin. Sometimes I go with a fatty or a slim thing. Now stop drinking. How much can I drink? Full up my cup and let me think. Yes, sick girl, I give me wink. Push her in the car, well tint. Yours is a express himself to people on the ink.
And Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm around and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful.
But on the deal with the flask, I'm buried with ice in a glass. At the light, can't find me, me lost. I'm the one liquor, come me, I'm the one boss. Drink me junk, that me end us. After the flask, we move to the court. Tell the bartender the bill restart. And that's from me, who's what's off me heart.
If you hide and drink, then you must get
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm rum and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Then on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful.
You wanna know what I'm drinking? Apple to not be in my cup of what you're thinking. Everyone is a star, we live like kingpin. Sometimes I go with a fatty or a slim thing. Now stop drinking. How much can I drink? Full up my cup and let me think. Yes, see girl, I give a wink. Push her in the car, well tint. Yours is a express himself to people on the ink.
And Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Them on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm around and Red Bull. And it feels me heart full. Then on me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful.
Yeah. Rum and Red Bull. I think that makes some people do some of these crazy things that they're doing right now. I think it really, really doing them bad. You know what I mean? I don't know. But people, we can't let that stop us from doing what we're doing, you know? I'm on here. I'm trying to give you as much laugh as I can. Because I also saw on the internet, again, I think the internet makes people go crazy. You know, the social media let people just, they become crazy, totally crazy, you know. I don't know what's going on, but I saw this guy on social media again, who says that him and Barris are twin brothers. I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him. And then he tried to sing, and I'm like, I'm laughing. You know why? Another reason, main thing why I laugh so hard is that I know most American people, you know, his family. I know them some of them very well. And I never heard them talk about no twin brother. You know, I've never met Barry, so I'm going to admit that I've never met him, but I met his sisters and nephews and nieces, okay? Knew his brother very well, you know. And these ones are the ones that's based in Canada or was in Canada that I know because I used to live there. And I had a real laugh when this guy said it, but some crazy stuff been going on, you know? Some crazy stuff been going on. But what I'm going to say about these people's brains, but I better not say it. It's better if I play a song to represent what I'm saying. Okay? But that's how I go on. That's the name of the show, Wagwan with Porter Sam, right here every Thursday from 7 to 9. You can come here and catch some of the tidbits. You can catch some jokes sometimes. We have different things, even though it seems like the same thing. It's not the same. Once you come in and once you sit around with me, that and chit-chat and give me your synopsis of what you think and what going on in the URL in Jamaican terms, that means what's happening. So if you're listening and you think, well, what does that wagwan mean? Well, it means what is happening. Understand? So I'll give you some of these tidbits of what is happening around me. We have them. We get them. Sometimes when Janet Lumley comes in, she gives you a whole lot more than I do. I like to give you little bits and pieces of the new, of the craziness that I see on social media. Poetic Sam right here on the Wagwan Show. Don't forget to tune in, tell a friend, bring a friend, stay till the end. Rihanna, I think that man is down, the one who calls himself Barry Switzer.
Getting stuck sucks. At HostGator, our web pros make sure you'll never get stuck. With hosting that scales from easy to expert, you get your site your way. HostGator, a damn good host.
Well, I'm tempted, but I know I can't touch because the Me Too movement might get me. Oh, this is for
you. One extra.
Girl, I'm a dear.
This is by one of my friends, one of the artists over there in Ghana, Chilo Badman. Well, I got to talk about country money today because right now, how much is your money worth during this war? How much your money is going to give you with what's going on? You see the price of gas? What's the price of gas in your side of town? You see the price of gas? No, everything. Man, I'm telling you. I don't understand, but I do understand what's going on with these people. Enough little things, country money. Huh. Which country? My country.
Records, records. Silver album, blues records for life. Get this. A gonna day brain, but hoping. Everybody looking for the money. A gonna day brain, man hoping. Get to you looking for the money. One day we went down the market, so I can buy some plenty. When me see the money from me pocket, then you owe my telling me say the money dirty. Nigerian dollars, respect the US dollars. US dollars, respect Nigerian dollars. Nigerian dollars, respect the US dollars. US dollars, respect Nigerian dollars. Country money, respect country money. Country money, respect country money. Kosombo is a big man. He got plenty money, but he never wanna give to the poor man. See the country money, then he take it, then he give it to a woman. The Jew am a Colombo, the Jew shop Colombo, the Jew am a Colombo, the Jew shop Colombo. Respect the US dollars. US dollars. Respect the Nigerian dollars. The Nigerian dollars. Respect the US dollars. US dollars. Respect the Nigerian dollars. Country money. Respect country money. Country money. Respect country money. But we hungry. When nobody in the store, clever the men say, you know I never take. Some of them chop and go, play us like 6,000 livres in property. Wanna see the chop man do, came in by rate in a community. Wanna be went down the market, so I can buy some plenty. When me steal the money from my pocket, tell the woman tell me, say the market is Nigerian dollars. Respect the US dollars. US dollars. Respect the Nigerian dollars. The Nigerian dollars. Respect the US dollars. US dollars. Respect the Nigerian dollars. Country money. Respect country money. Country money. Respect country money. Respect the US dollars. US dollars. Respect the billion dollars. Country money. Respect country money. Country money. Respect country money.
Yeah. Your dollar. 50 times. What's your dollar worth? Don't look in your pocket now. Don't look in the pocket. Hey, Monique, nice to have you on with us. How you doing over there in the north, up north? the North, as they call up there in Canada. Yes, I like this one. 1 minute you're young and fun, and the next you're turning down the stereo in your car to see better. Hey, that's a classic one. That's a classic one. What do you say about that, people? I love that classic. It's a killer. It's a killer. But anyway, Anita Baker is going to tell us how we're caught up in that rapture. Now, here we go. Some R&B. Anita Baker. Poetic Sam, The Wagwan Show, CRS Radio.
I'm not afraid to
that was the sound of Miss Anita Baker, the one and only. Yeah, I was saying last week she had to fight. She had to fight for her masters. Why these people always have to fight for their masters? I could never understand that. Why do people think whatever, you know, the record company think that whatever they make, whatever they put together belongs to them? Because you pay to record it or you put them on tour or something, so you benefit it. But why do you want to own it? I never get that. But I'm going to jump back a little bit with my boys, Cameo. This is a long time favorite of mine. Feelings, why have I lost you? Check them out. Take them on.
Why, baby? Why? Come on. You got to come on, man. If you don't, baby, I'll never get to understand.
The Sound of Cameo. I guess it's off the Cameo's album. I remember that when I used to play it back in the days. You played that when you want the floor and for the guy to grab his girl or the girl to grab a guy. And you don't know why, but they on the sly grabbing each other even if it's not yours, but you grab her just the same. Yeah, Wagwan. Well, Wagwan is, did you know that when a Lady Saw tune was played on 50 Cent produced show, and she's now calling him out and saying, hey, listen, you need to talk to me about the money you owe me for that song you played on your show. I'm telling you, people ain't playing no more, you know. You can't just play their music for nothing. You got to get ready to pay up, because guess what? They wanna know. I wanna get paid. I would too. Trust me. I would too. No matter. They have to give me my money, you know? Give me my money. Give me my dollar. Not even a dollar. Lots of dollars. Hey, this is Poetry Sam on the Wagwan Show. On a Thursday afternoon, trying to make it nice, light, and easy, I'm going to drop one of these. There. Check the photo.
You think I leave your side, baby?
like the shot. Daddy like the shot. My baby, I'm just going to keep going, and I hope I'm pleasing everybody. And you can call a friend and tell a friend to come join in the Poetic Slam right here on the Wagwan Show. Well, there's so much things. But you know, Wagwan, more music will come your way. Here you are, Christopher Martin, just like you. Love the song. Nice song, Christopher Martin. Very nice. He's always, these guys are, you know? Yeah.
My daddy went for a walk just the other day with my daddy right beside me. Son, what you wanna be when you grow up? I don't wanna be no policeman, cause crime's getting out of hand. No liar, no fireman. He said, what you wanna be then? Just like you. Me never ever said this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, if you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. My butt a blank for my daddy. From the day my body's always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, know you've always been around. So every day me show you love and not just part of the love. Daddy, let me tell you straight. There's no better man I'd want to emulate. I know that Mandela and Obama great, but in my life you are my head of state. Like you, always see a kiss, my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress, my mommy. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius man, you're done. From me a little youth, now me son a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me how to love, respect and treat a good man. Mommy said she see you when she sees my face. She smiles, there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta stay, I wanna be like you. Treat my girl like you treat my mommy. Kill her with love but don't abuse her body. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. But I'm a general. I couldn't sing another song for you. Really sing from my heart, you know it's true. Daddy, I want my son to grow up and be just like.
Tell me, what would you do with it if I gave my heart to you? The one Musty Priest dropping this one right now from Poetic Slam on TIS Radio. Let's go, let's ride with money.
If I gave my heart to you, girl, what would you do with it? Know if I'm looking in the right direction. Am I receiving your full attention, or am I wasting my time? I wanna know, do you promise to love me dearly and never go away and leave me with just bitterness inside? And I'm not ashamed for being so cautious. For love ain't a game, no it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it? Oh, what is the point in starting something you can't continue? With a broken heart, first aid can't help you. So you got to be sure from the start. For my heart is not made of unbreakable material. One thing about love, it's got to be mutual, or else someone is sure to be hurt. So don't think I'm vain by asking these questions. For love ain't a game, no it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it?
Somebody tell me,
if I gave my heart to you, girl, then what would you do with it? Oh baby,
tell me what would you do with it?
Well, I hope that you're sure that what you say are facts and not illusions, and they possess the right solutions. To be sure, we will get through. For so many before me have given away their hearts completely without thinking over the matter too deeply. Then realize when it's too late that love can be joy, but then again can be painful. For love ain't a game, no it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it? Oh baby, if I gave my heart to you, girl, tell me what would you do with it? Oh baby, somebody tell me, tell me, tell me. If I gave my heart to you, girl,
good question. A lot of answers needed. Poetic Sam right here on TRS Radio asking the questions. I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people out there asking, what the hell would he, him, or her do with my heart if I give it to them? Oh, you can't just give away your heart like that. Or if you're going to stop breathing, you might even stop eating some people. And then guess what? You got to turn mother, as you would say in Jamaica. That's what go on. But then, imagine. You give somebody a heart, and guess what they do? They turn into a carpenter. Don't let them bang up your heart. Let them love it from the beginning, from the start. And bang up your heart. Oh, copy that.
I won the prize from the very first
To start this, I say, tell it like it is, Canada, day one, March the 14th, it's all gone, yay, we're doing all right, tell it like it is.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy, baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. If you want me to love you, then baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me, forget your foolish pride. sure to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
Yeah, some more Wagwan. Check this one out. Do you know what those mostly imported fruit stickers mean? Yeah, I see them on the fruits all the time. You see them on the mangoes. You see them on the bananas. All the fruits. Very important information. I hope you can take advantage of it. Yes, I do hope you can take advantage of it. I didn't know. If it has four digits and the first digit is a 3 or 4, it means that this fruit has been sprayed with pesticide. It must be washed well before consumption. Remember, if it has four digits and the first digit is 3 or 4, it means that this fruit has been sprayed with pesticides. It must be washed well before consumption. If the number of digits is 5 and the first digit is 9, this indicates that the fruit or vegetable is organic. Yay, and is considered the best type. So if the number of digits is 5 and the first digit is 9, it's organic. Alright? The best. If the number of digits is 5 and the first digit is 9, this indicates that this fruit or vegetable is organic. Oh, I went back again. If the number of digits is 5 and the first digit is 8, it means that the fruit or vegetable has been genetically modified. And this is the most dangerous thing of all. Oh boy, your fruit, your health is priceless. So don't buy cheap fruit, because the best thing that's good for you is expensive. And again, that's why I go on. Know what I'm saying? So we have to be very careful of what we're buying out there, what you go in the store and buy. My people, for it comes.
Don't come out of shine. It's vacated this time. All nice and different ladies. Come sing for the rule of wrong.
Darling, I need your loving. Got to have all your love.
Do your man say?
Without your sweet, sweet loving, it's more than words can say. Darling, I need your love. Got to have all your love.
part of this. Them come on to tell you what is celebrity. So let's hope to God, come to your party. Come rule up on you what is celebrity.
Myself from heartbreak. Ooh, I'll wait, yeah. Someone who treats me with respect.
Hey, join me on Saturday between 12 and 2. And this Saturday I'm going to play a whole host of brand new music. There's going to be so much music, I don't even know if I'm going to have time to play all of it. But I'm going to put it in there and you're going to enjoy it all. And then go and tell a friend, bring a friend, that Poetic Sam is spinning on the turntable and he's playing unsigned artists that we need to bust one of them before the year is over. And I'm gonna get ready because I'm gonna ask the favor of all my listeners to let's make one of these artists go viral. Yeah, create some excitement even though you're silent, but let your fingers do the walking, right? And the singers will do the singing right to the whole world. Viral thing we're asking for. Too much good music on there. Too much good music. And listen, some artists, they need to push. So that's what I'm doing. That's where I stand. Just like Chelsea Stewart. Listen to all the good stuff she did. Man, that girl should have a million sellers by now. But, you know, there are times when the big companies are standing there and all the radio stations are not there. But guess what? Watch me do it. Watch me do it. All right? This is not going to be a do-right man. This is going to be a do-right woman. So says Aretha Franklin.
Take me to heart and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Should understand she's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like her man. If you wanna do right,
I was kind of shocked the other day. The first show that came on the first episode of American Idol. American Idol. Sure, how much I watched it. her granddaughter was on there singing, and they, well, the person who spearheaded her not to go further was Lionel Richie. He claimed that she should go and prepare herself and come back. And, you know, she could whatever. So I'm like, wait a second now. I seen him, you know, speak to other, you know, jump up and give other people. That's not as good as her. Not as good as her. And I'm saying to myself, maybe, you know, maybe his mother had something against Aretha, and, you know, that was his way of, you know, a small payback, a payback somehow, you know, because that's what goes on, you know, that you never know what's going on. You know, I've been looking around and seeing that there's some people who's had some major beef with each other, you know. Major, you would not even think the kind of beef that they have, because nobody really says it. It didn't come out, or it don't come out until, you know, later, because I seen where she had her and Anita Baker and it was another one, just as popular. Oh, Natalie Cole. All these people, they had beefs with each other going through and through. And most of these stuff don't come out until after they die. That's what happened. Know what I mean? That's crazy, but I heard people that don't sound as good and just, you know, championing them so, so good. I don't know. But anyways, let's drop this one because the time is coming down and down and down and down. This is the emotion. Don't ask my neighbor. Yeah, don't ask my neighbor because my neighbor don't know nothing about me. They only see me come and go. What about your neighbor? Now you see why I say don't ask your neighbor? Doug Ford's daughter, Philippines, said that none of them got vaccinated. Wow. Can you imagine that now? Don't ask your neighbor nothing.
Don't be afraid. Brother, you see, I hear that. The man
turned soft. Soft for sure,
man. Soft from the man of God, a little church and a little thing, brother. Nothing on our reach, way.
I reach, sir. Because the warrior, them good, I wonder how nothing on plug up, brother.
Nothing on our
the man shibbled down.
I hope you run the team, brother.
I
hope you run it.
I'm in the place.
The man has car meal, brother.
Car meal.
You see, the man turned. The man turned for me, brother.
True, man. Stop me, sir.
I talk to you, church boy, you are coming.
No, never talk to him.
What do you mean?
And say the thing better than that.
What do you mean? Style him.
Now deal with him, brother.
Wagwan family.
Wagwan, what? What do you want to heal for you, brother? The man I say you're a clown. Now that's what I said, dada. And then I say, man I say I get weak for you.
Weak. Like him badness, shibble down.
Shibble down.
Like a church close.
And that's what I said, dada. I lie me a tell. Tell the man now, no lie me a tell.
Let me tell you about streets anywhere we go. Dog them serious. Dog them no nervous. Boy, let me tell you about man, we cool like a Eskimo. No boy can go round we. Hey. I know so the things hit me G. One phone call it takes to make some boy wipe off her hurt and drop down flat. From you not stop my food dog, me no matter about you and me no care about that. Can't talk in a my face, say so them run place, I run them run round that. Man a action back, some boy only full of tough chatter. Enough of them says so, enough of them says so, enough of them says so. Talk them a talk, no action be back, enough of them says so, enough of them says so, enough of them says so. Chat them a chat, me no fear that, no mind hear that. Empty barrel a make nice dog, them a no nobody, them a no nobody. Just step to the president, all of me dogs, them a be a mad smaddy. Have a one piece of metal and a post dog, you no bad man from nowhere. You must see the whole of your life, cause it not work if you step to me. Enough of them says so, enough of them says so, enough of them says so. Talk them a talk, no action fi back. Enough of them says so, enough of them says so, enough of them says so. Chat them a chat, me no fear that, no mind hear that. One phone call it takes to make some boy wipe off her hurt and drop down flat. From you no stop my food dog, me no matter about you and me no care about that. Can't talk in a my face, say so them run place, I run them run round that. Man a action back, some boy only full of tough chatter. Enough of them says so, enough of them says so, enough of them says so. Talk them a talk, no action fi back. Enough of them says so, enough of Enough of them stand up. Enough of them stand up. Chat them a chat, me no pay that, no mind hear that. Boy them, no fear the boy them. Jungle no fear them. So why is fear them? Boat moon no fear them. Mountain view no fear them. We no play them. Ah, boy, enough of them stand up. Enough of them stand up. Enough of them stand up. Yeah.
You don't listen when we say.
Enough of them stand up. Full of chat, enough of them stand up. Long, long time them stand up. Long time enough of them stand.
Enough of them stand up.
I interrupt this music to bring you forth someone who just come on my line. Who's this that I got on my line right now? Hello there.
Hello. Hi, how is it going? Wagwan.
Wooly Pagwan, and I try to give them as much as Wagwan as I can. Right now, Wagwan is just busy signal to them theater, you know? So,
Wagwan,
yeah, with you.
I'm here
to
talk about Turn
Carmeal. Turn Carmeal, yes. Boy, you know, long as I've had
no, so the man turn like Carmeal.
Yeah. glad somebody's been on my
podcast. Yeah, I was listening to you. Yeah, so, you know, on the move again, you know, Toronto seems like, well, most places are open back now. I know they're pushing to get rid of the mask. They're pushing to get rid of the mask for the 21st, and, you know, so things are looking promising, you know, as we move forward into this. And a lot of things going on, you know, with, of course, the loom, you know, it's moving, and apparently with this war in Russia now, it's somewhat affecting the funds, you know, been, because, you know, everything is sanctioned somewhere. There's a lot of sanctioning going on, so it's also affecting that as well because of the digital currency. And so a lot is going on, but, you know, funds are still no trading, but funds are still can, you know, will be still deposited into other accounts, right? But in terms of trading, I guess it depends on where we're trading and stuff like that. Because, you know, in the diaspora, we're all over the world, right?
Right.
So, yeah, this is where it's at with the loom. Today they were announcing about travel here in Canada, that the travel industry here, tourism, is saying, no, they need to lift all restrictions because it's affecting people coming in. And if you look at the Pride Parade that will be happening in July, you're looking at Caribana. There's another event called the Taste of Danforth. There's Afrofest. There's a whole bunch of events, and can't afford to lose money, right? Because people want to come. What? These are events that people normally come.
Right. What about this? I just saw something. I'm kind of, you know, put it over the airways or go that they're saying they'll lift all the mandates by the 14th. They're looking to get rid of it all by the 14th.
When they talk about lifting the mandate, they're mostly referring to like restaurant. That's already done. So that's already gone. It's already started. So now you can go into restaurants, because my daughter and I, we were in there on Saturday, so they don't ask for no certificate. They don't ask if you're vaxxed or are unvaxxed. Everybody can just go in now as one. As it relates to the mask, they're lifting that on the 21st. So on the 21st now, you don't have to be wearing any mask. You can go anywhere that you want. Some places do believe that it's too soon to lift it. Right.
Well,
some places are arguing.
It does look funny.
Because even today at school, out in a place here called, you know, Mississauga. So that school
yeah.
is saying that they want, yeah, they want the children or the students mm-hmm. to continue wearing masks. Right, they're saying, okay, we want these students to continue wearing masks, right? So
it's,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff with the masks.
Voting is coming up soon, right?
Yes. Okay. So you know the thing. Yeah. So that's in June. The provincial government. There will be, as you know, Doug Ford is the premier. So there will be an election this summer, right? Yeah. So it's not a federal government, federal election.
Right.
It will be. It will be a provincial election, right? And that's in,
right.
I'm not sure when in June, but he's doing a lot of stuff now, pulling the mandate, you know, and all these stuff, because I think it's like leveraging, you know, he's leveraging off that. But I do believe in deep in my mind, I don't think it's as that I can understand why for 2 years, you know, they've been having, just recently in December, we were under this massive lockdown. And all of a sudden, no, I just don't feel comfortable with it.
It is very, 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 very questioning in my mind as to how, what's going on, you know. All the questioning, but it was so detrimental for people to be doing all these things that they're lifting or changing or on mandate, if I may call you the word like that. But it's, I don't know what to say. It's just, I mean,
right, you know what, we just have to play it and see what the outcome.
Let's just
look at the outcome here, and I'm just going to be, you know, I keep following the news because I'm in the travel industry. That's one of them. So
right.
I'm just following the news to see what they will be coming out with over the next. They want the mandate lift for the travel industry by April 1st. And I do have a feeling that they will do it, because when they gave reasons for all these events coming up in the city, and they're going to lose money if they're putting restriction on travel, right, both for people coming in. So it's not just within Canada. They're talking about people actually coming into Canada, right? So let's just see how that plays out over the next few weeks. But, yeah, it feels a little bit better, though, because, you know, you can freely go into places now and, you know, do your thing. You don't have to be under any scrutiny. Because in the past, everywhere you go before they came out with a mandate, you have to sign a paper with your name, like you're taking an attendance. So you have to put your name on that, your phone number, in case there's a breakout, so they know who to contact. So you would have to go get tested and all of that. So they're cutting that now. So I don't know.
Well, we got like 3 minutes left. You know, I know you were coming a little earlier, but these are some... That's what I wanted
to do. Yeah,
I
had to get on another few calls. So, yes, that's fine.
So, don't forget, on Saturday, I'll be on from 12 till 2 with a lot of brand new music. And I'm going to start doing my interviews. My artist interviews are coming up more and more and more. We're trying to make this a more busier place, both on Thursdays and Saturdays. So we get the people to interact with us by doing, you know, today I did it a little differently, a lot of little comedic stuff, a lot of new wagwan in between, and the music. So we're trying to get the interaction, and, you know, I thank everybody for listening, and come back again. First, come Saturday. Saturday is a good
yes.
day to come and meet these unsigned artists. We need, before, just like they lift a lot of these things, we want to lift a couple of these artists we need to lift them up on high because they're very, very good artists. And I'm sure there's going to be more, you know. I'm able to play at least 2 hours of just unsigned artist music almost every Saturday. Pretty much. So join me on Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. And Miss On The Move just came here. She's on the move again. She's been so much on the move that I can't keep up with her. So whenever she comes, I say, hey, thank you for coming.
And then, yes. Yes, and then people can also tune into Eglinton TV because I'm on that network Eglinton. As well. Plus other DJs are on there playing authentic reggae music. And so you can tune in Eglinton TV, EGLINTONTV.com.
Right.
You can tune in at any time, but these guys comes on specifically on Saturdays.
All right. So I'm going to say good night for the night. We got like less than 90 seconds to go before I get thrown out of here.
All right. So thank you for having me.
No
until next time. All right.
Until next time, folks. Here we go on the way.
All right. Take
care.
Yo, my G.
Yes, my G.
I look more King Shango over the club and I bond the whole club. I go bond down and I have to go over there.
You know, so me now make that trade, don't worry.
Nah, make that trade. You know, long when I see the King live, I perform on the stage. Yeah, tell me, say, nah, make that trade.
Brother, me now go to them places, you know.
Yo, no, you can't say no.
No place them can go. We go anywhere we want go. Invite them, and tell we say them now go.
You want
go,
why?
Nobody no know them. I just some papi show them. Nobody no know them. The mind up on the people, them we show them the ropes and grow them. Nobody no know them. I just some papi show them. Then we be see them so then. This wrong set a man, I know them. I forget to overshow them. Our grandfriend no know them. March friend no know them. Dark friend no know them. Cat friend friend no know them. Late friend no know them. Fierce friend no know them. All them are one like a me. Shooters still don't know them, Brandon Hill don't know them, Red Hill don't know them, Warwick Hill don't know them.